When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah!
Every time I hear a hip-hop song now, I'm going to do the
Broads?
Valley Girl Broads.
I saw Broads today. He's fired up about it.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah! He went ham on that track. Turn me up on my headphones. Give me more hi-hat. Yo, Meech Golf, hat trick, hip hop and hockey going like peanut butter and jelly.
What the hell?
It's getting better, I will say. You're less valley starting to get. So you're almost at the accent.
Yeah. Before we get to the phones here, Jason Kelce was on the WIP morning show and talking about Saquon and the record, Eric Dickerson's record. And here's what Jason had to say:
the fact that this offensive line, Jeff Stoutland and Saquon Barkley, have a chance to obtain that is pretty remarkable. It would just be really awesome for Philadelphia to have that record. So I hope that they do. And I think this is probably the week, you know, don't want to give up game plan. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. If you really dedicate to trying to get him a big day this week, that can lighten the load from the next two games.
Wow. Dedicate to try to get it to, you're not giving him extra carries for, I mean,
AJ's banged up.
But you're not. I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
You're not giving him extra carries for the record at this point, right? Right.
No.
You're flow of the game.
I just say flow of the game.
Flow of the game. And if in the we've been through this whole thing, the final week, he's 60 yards away, whatever, you're putting him in there, even if the game doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
But in these games, you're not going, hey, it's the end of the game, we can get him three more carries. You know, if that helps him toward the record, that's not why you're doing it.
Of course not.
Okay.
Now, if it's a blowout, I got him out of the game.
Right. If anything.
Yeah, but if it's one of those situations where they're trying to salt away the clock,
Sure.
It's more beneficial for him. He gets more carries.
Sure. Yeah. But not for the record is what you're saying.
I agree, okay. Yes.
The Twitter
That's when you're tempting the football gods.
Dude, that is when somebody gets hurt.
Yes.
Is when you're showing off a little bit.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. By the way, one thing. That's why I think the decisions on these things lies with Nick and Kellen. It's not about asking the players. Because, like, if Jason's...
Well, because behind the scenes, they want to do it.
Right.
But publicly, they know they can't say it.
Right. And Jason...
But they want to do it.
And you can hear that in what Jason said.
Yes.
Jason, give him a little more, because that's what the players want.
Yes.
There's a certain... Nick, this is where Nick has to be the adult and make the decisions for the best interest of the team.
Sure.
Not let them make all the decisions on everything.
But you also...
Oh, boy.
Also, no, I agree with you, and I wouldn't go out of my way to do it, but if it's within reach, you have to trust your guys. Listen, you're putting a little trust and faith in God, too. You are, but you're doing that every game. And what you try to do, in my opinion, is not make too much of it. You ask these guys early in the week, do they want to do it? If they want to do it, then we go about business the way we go about business the rest of the week, and you make sure people know he's playing. He's playing Sunday.
Right.
So it's not some mystery.
The last week.
Yes. Final week of the season. Yes. We're playing. And that's why I hope, if the football gods are really with us, they'll make sure the third, that last game matters.
So we don't have to worry about it.
So we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And that's really what I'm hoping for. For that last game to actually matter and we can play Saquon. Because I think he gets it against his former team. He turned down the opportunity for his single game rushing record against them earlier. Now he's going to be rewarded with the opportunity to get the all-time rushing record against his former team. That's karma. That's the football gods.
And if that last week means something, it means that the number one seed is still in play. There's no scenario in which the last game not meaning anything is helpful for us, I guess.
Yes.
Because I don't think it can work out that way. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here's the question, I'm curious what you think the response is. Does the overconfidence in the Eagles make you nervous or do you embrace it? Do you think more people are saying that the overconfidence makes them nervous or are they embracing it?
New fan base, embracing it.
What do you think the percentage is?
Let's go 73.
65.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit lower than I thought. I thought that there's been a lot of chest pounding this week, and I thought it was going to be like an 85% embracing it. And there are still some people.
Looks
like
reasonable.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a lot of history there.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a lot of history there where people are like, we've seen things go wrong in the end.
215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, this dude Jack, this dude can't take nothing serious, man.
I know.
The king walking away, man. A legend at WIP. This dude want to make jokes.
He can't do it any other way.
He can't help himself, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's a whole package.
Glorilla done made it to the afternoon show. Okay,
you heard that? You heard that?
Hey, we need to replace Glow with 5:30 Creed. Put Glow on, you know. That's what we need to do. Yeah, see, Spike, I'm going to see you sing some Glow, you know.
And I got to be honest. That was Jack's idea.
Yeah,
see,
that's his age bracket. Game? That was Jack's idea to Glorilla. That was him.
I really just wanted to That's all. That's all I'm here for.
If you want some delegation points, you better play some Glow over that Creed. You know
all right, but the other thing, you know, you ignore the whole rest of the show. There's plenty of other hip hop returns in the rest of the show.
I hear Kendrick and all that, but y'all don't sing it. See, sing it.
Well,
we can't sing.
No.
Let's not take this a step too far.
Every song is not a sing-along, Corey.
Yeah, and also, Corey, sometimes when we're singing that stuff, it doesn't hit the same. Yeah, there's a difference between in my car driving home and on the radio.
Like Office Space.
Yes. Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But you know, that's quiet talk. I got to check you real quick.
Check me.
First of all, overconfident.
Yep.
What? Like, we 12-2. Where we supposed to be? We fans. Like, we supposed to be confident in the team. First of all, I'm back on it. Saquon, go get the record. Yep.
No,
go get the record. See, two days ago, I kind of agreed with y'all, but then, like, I felt something ain't feel right in my system. I'm like, something don't feel right with me. I had to go back to the other side. Go get the record. I'm not afraid of none of these teams. Minnesota know what's up. They know when they see us. What's up? When's the last time they beat us? Huh? I don't even know.
What, Minnesota?
They're 12-2 just like we are.
I don't care.
If the game is in Minnesota, you should be a little nervous. That's all I'm saying.
Was Minnesota 13-3 just like we was in 2017? And they showed up on site, and what happened? This just like that team.
With a backup quarterback, I believe, right?
And Sam Darnold, a backup quarterback trying to play a starter. Everybody posing.
He's
a position.
Throwing a lot of touchdown passes for a backup quarterback.
So did Case Keenum. So did Case Keenum. So did Nick Foles. That's okay. That don't matter. Whoever in the way, it's on site. I'm not afraid of nobody. I'm going to have confidence in my team until they show me otherwise. Sunday, we playing the Commanders. It's a divisional game, but it's a, you know, T-shirt hat game. You know, that ain't. Yeah, we get the little T-shirt and hat.
See, this is the overconfidence. You're taking everybody lightly. Washington's
no,
a real
no, foot. No,
those guys get paid, too.
You're talking about scoring 14 points. Man, you better stop playing. When we score 14?
No, you know, I was not talking about this game. I was talking about a different scenario, and that's because Ike doesn't want to throw the football because he doesn't trust your guy.
Nah, I trust my. Listen, did my guy not show you he can do whatever you need him to do? Like, y'all don't gotta have his trust. I don't care. Like, whatever you need him to do, he'll do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I told y'all, yeah. This is Burger King.
Yeah.
However you want it, we give it to you. You know what I'm saying? You want it? You know, like who was it that said it? Pity Pablo. However you want it, you know. I ain't gonna sing the song because I know we're on the radio. But you know what I'm saying? Like, how you want it, we'll give it to you. Jalen Hurts got to do it. Devontae and AJ got to do it. Saquon, it don't matter. We got confidence in the squad. We supposed to, I tell you right now, I guarantee you, with all them injuries Detroit got, they still got confidence in their team. And that's okay. They can have false confidence. So when they roll up against the bullies,
you know what? Here's the thing. If we're not careful, the Lions are going to be the nobody believes in us team instead of the Eagles. And that is a powerful emotion for a team that is 12-2, just like we are.
But the thing about it, though, is that we always going to have a quarterback that nobody believes in. So that's all I do. They believe in that Jared Goff. They believe in. All I know is they can believe in the Eagles, but they never going to believe in number one. That's all I need. Don't believe in him. You know what? That's all I need. You can believe in the whole team, but doubt that dude. Ooh, that's all I need.
All right, Corey. All next question today. What do you look forward to?
So I had something, but Ike changed me. I can't look forward to this beatdown that them Tennessee Volunteers about to get tomorrow. Y'all about to volunteer this ass whooping y'all about to get. Because a lot of y'all fans been popping y'all guns.
Play the music.
This ain't none of them Bills. This ain't Knoxville. This ain't Nashville.
Louisville.
This C-Bus. Come up here. Y'all talk all that noise. We're going to see y'all back down there, you know, with your orange.
Oscar music.
Jack's not paying attention.
Yeah, I know. Jack's not dialed in right now. There we go. Thank you for the call, Corey.
This is going to be a good game.
I don't know anything
Tomorrow's
about college
be a big
football.
Day.
I can't weigh in.
Three college football games, two NFL games.
Oh, right. I got to say.
We got five games tomorrow, bro.
And this afternoon show, Fantasy Football League playoffs roll on.
Yes, they do. Which means, thank you for the reminder about the Saturday games.
I don't really care about this.
Yeah. Well,
some of us do.
Hate to hear that.
Yeah. Well, when there used to be the London games and the Europe games in the morning,
yeah.
I would wake up at like 8:30 and I'd be like, oh, no, because I didn't remember that I had to set a lineup. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, man. I ruined you. There we go. This is on me. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP.
Gentlemen, program director, let me ask you a question.
Former program director. Just a guy now.
For FTD. Did I hear one of your co-hosts say, I want 6 inches of snow, not just 1 or 2 inches, because that's what gets me up in the morning. And then he followed up with, I want to experience that. You're letting this...
He was all over the place. I was trying not to. Yeah.
Look, we're careful.
On a roller coaster. we're
talking about snow.
Yeah, we're just talking about snow.
Yeah, we were talking about snow. And he said, I don't want 2 or 3 inches of it. He said, I need at least 6 inches.
Yeah, that gets you out of bed for a snowstorm. Anything below 6 inches, don't even get me out of bed.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're still doing this.
I get that. I listen. Whatever. Listen. Like Seinfeld said, there's nothing wrong with that. All right,
Eagles.
Yesterday, yes. I thought I called yesterday, right? Ike knows he's a football guy. I thought I called yesterday, and he said, and I said, hey, you know, we just want to get to the championship game, which is the Super Bowl, and it's 50-50 shot. If we win, we win. If we don't, it is what it is. And then I was told, no, we're going to win it. We need to win it. We're confident. We need to win it.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, it's like, pump the brakes, put on cruise control, just enjoy the ride.
No, that's not what I'm saying. This is the opposite of what I'm saying.
This is what it feels like, though. This is what it feels like.
Urgency is what I'm trying to create, a sense of urgency. Everybody, I haven't heard one person this week. The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. It's not a very big line. I have not heard one person this week talk about this game might be tough. Not one. It's a division opponent against a good team on the road, a desperate team that needs to win. And not one time all week has anyone said, you know, this is a good team over there. Not one.
Well, I agree with that. Now, to follow up something Ike said, just to pivot, he said in the first game, number one, Michael Jordan or Michael, whatever his name is the most important player on the team. I'll accept that.
Uh-huh.
The most valuable player is our running back.
Saquon, yes.
The third most important player is A.J. Brown. But
yes.
This is what I witnessed. We played Tampa Bay a couple times without A.J. Brown,
uh-huh.
And we look like a Harry High School team.
Yep.
I know we got a new coordinator, but this happened this year with the new coordinator.
Uh-huh.
This happened this year with Barkley, right?
Well, we didn't have A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith or Lane Johnson.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But of those three, all three pose a threat to the other defense. But A.J. Brown, the only person that actually extends the field. I know we like to say Devontae Smith does. We understand that. At the end of the day, it's A.J. Brown who lets Saquon run the football as well as he does, because mm-hmm. You can't have two safeties up there.
I agree.
You can't have three linebackers and two safeties.
But that worked both ways, though. That works both ways. So when you stack the box to slow down Saquon, you saw A.J. have a good day last week. I mean, we have been winning games with A.J. catching 4 passes, 6 passes. Like, I'm not saying A.J.'s not a good player. I'm not saying A.J. is great.
Right.
I'm just saying for this team this year, it's Saquon. This is Saquon's offense. It's okay to say that.
I feel like if we don't have all four of those guys, one running back, two wide receivers, and a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Put some respect on Kenny Gainwell's name.
Who's had the more dominant season?
No, there's no question Saquon has the most dominant season. But guess what? That's the same running back that was in New York last year, right? How dominant was he last year?
I understand that with no talent around him. I'm not telling you, again, I'm saying for this offense and how it's worked, it hasn't worked by being a passing to A.J. Brown offense predominantly. It's worked because you're giving the ball to Saquon Barkley.
I agree that they focus on – hey, we need to work. Wear the defense down, and then he might break one or two for 70 yards apiece and a touchdown, or A.J. can go over the top because the safeties are crouching or they're tired or they can't chase him down. So I agree with that. It's a balance. This offense is balanced.
Nick, we got to get to Costos. Give us something you look forward to for next question today.
Look, I'm in the wine business. I can't wait till January 2nd, dude. I mean, I'm glad this pays all my bills. But this busy season from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve.
You're like a tax.
You're like, you're ready for it to be over.
You're like the accountants in April. Is what you're saying.
April 16th, exactly. Peace, fellas.
All right, Nick.
All right, Nick.
All right, joining us now.
Another Nick.
Oh wait, actually, there's some news with You Better You Bet. So uh-huh. I want to make sure I get this correct. Hang on, Costos. You're there, right?
Yeah, no, this is, I would like for you to get this right.
Well, yeah, I've had a busy day.
it's not bad, right?
Yeah, so on the line, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls, of course, presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And you can watch You Better You Bet on NBC Sports Fast or Peacock. Just search You Better You Bet. So now we have to look at you on a television rather than just listening to you.
That's right. I'm very handsome, so people should check that out. I did not write the copy.
Yes.
It is laborious, in my opinion. I would have let no one know. I don't know what a fast channel is. I don't know what that means. You can watch the show on Peacock.
There you go.
How Peacock. About that? You go to Sports on Peacock, and there's my handsome face, baby. Great to be on with you guys.
Oh, great to have you, Costos. And I will, look, I'm not going to, you are a handsome guy, but you also take care of yourself, which I think means a lot. A lot of radio guys, not anybody here, but a lot of radio guys looking like schlubs all the time. Not you, Costos. Well, you're built for video.
Yeah, I'm way too vain for that. I'm in the gym. I'm clanging and banging, get my hair cut once a week. I moisturize. I'm way too vain to walk around looking like some ugly fat schlub.
There you go.
And I look down on people that are fat schlubs. So how about that?
Yeah, there you keep going, Costos.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, all right.
You get your hair cut once a week?
I used to do that. I had the fade, I was like, well, when I made it, I was like, I always wanted a haircut once a week. Nafis can tell you, I would show up sometimes 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Right,
I think it is a worthwhile expenditure, one that I look forward to doing every single week.
So, Costos, Eagles 3.5-point favorites on the road at Washington. What do you think on that game?
Do you think that they're going to sit the starters to try and concede the one seed to Detroit here, or do you think they're going to go for it here?
Stop. Can we stop? Can we? Is that what we're doing?
Because they have the same record, and you know the whole Lions team is hurt. I love the Eagles on Sunday. I love them. I feel like I bet them every week. It's been awesome because they like cover the spread every week. So point spread, guys, right now is in between 3 and 3.5. So the number at BetMGM is 3.5. It is juiced way towards Washington. So we're very close to this being just a Eagles -3. That is the number that I like. It's the number that I bet. We talked about it. I always tell people, like, you know, I'm on all the time. On Monday, talked about Eagles -3 being my bet in this game. That would be my preferred side, would be to lay Philadelphia -3. I like Jaden Daniels. I like Washington. And actually, it looks like this is probably going to be the matchup on Wild Card Weekend, assuming Detroit gets the one. I think the most likely matchup for Philly is going to be hosting the Commanders on Wild Card Weekend. So the Eagles can see the Commanders again in a couple weeks. That point spread, I project right now to be 7. So if the Eagles host the Commanders on Wild Card Weekend, I think that point spread, I would make it right now, Philly -7. I would consider betting Washington if and when we get there to cover that number, because I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I think the Eagles would win the game, but I'd consider betting Washington. In a small spread game, though, I can't bet Washington. I like the Eagles. 3 has to be the number. I think this is going to be a big game down the field for A.J. Brown. He says he's going to be good to go and play in the game. You know I love me some Jalen Hurts. Fly, Eagles, fly. Bet Eagles, bet. Win Eagles. Win, cover, Eagles cover Sunday in Washington.
One thing I want to clear up for people listening, because you host a betting show, but this is not a betting show. It's a regular sports show, people who bet. When you say the line's 3.5, but it's juiced toward Washington, that means that if you're going to go bet that line, you're going to have to, it's going to be minus, you know, 1 whatever if it's the 3.5, right? If you're right, okay.
So if you want to bet Washington right now, it's more expensive to bet Washington because again, we're close to going down to 3. So the 3.5 is cheap right now on Philadelphia. My recommendation for people is if you like the Eagles, wait for a -3 to pop at some point in between now and kickoff. And if for any reason anyone out there wants to bet Washington this week, like bet +3.5, not +3. Give yourself the best chance to win.
All right. Give us your 3 best ones for the weekend.
All right. I can't believe the Lions-Bears game got bet off 7. So this was Detroit -7. Now it's -6.5. So the Bears got bet. How's that going for everybody. This is dead team walking.
Yeah.
DJ Moore's talking about 1-2-3 Cancun. Thomas Brown, I think, is a decent like play caller on offense. He is overmatched as the interim head coach. The defense misses Matt Eberflus, not the team, the defense. And I think Detroit's going to absolutely roll them this weekend. I love the Lions laying 6.5. That might be my favorite play of the week. Detroit minus 6.5 on the road.
Dude, I think that Chicago line should be 10.5 or 11, to be honest with you.
Well, you're not right about that.
But, yes, I am.
Well, if it were, I'd bet the Bears. People would also. I think it should be 7. I'll agree with you there. We should get up to 7 with the Lions. So Lions minus 6.5. Elsewhere, I like the Eagles a lot. We talked about that. The Rams are 3-point road favorites at the Jets. I disagree with this line. This was 3.5 earlier in the week. Now it's 3. I think it should be over 3. I like the Rams minus 3. I know the Jets won last week, and Aaron Rodgers has looked decent the last couple games. Rams pass rush, I think, gets to Aaron Rodgers, and Matthew Stafford should slice and dice the Jets defense and light them up like a Christmas tree. Get it? I love the Rams. So coming up on Sunday at MetLife Stadium, I'll be betting the team that's got everybody saying, L.A. Rams. Yeah. And then let's lay the Arizona Cardinals on the road at the Carolina Panthers. Love Arizona. I think Carolina got exposed a little bit last week by the Dallas Cowboys. I think James Conner's going to run for over 100 yards in this game. Arizona minus 4.5 at Carolina, and I'll give you a bonus bet. Sunday Night Football, which, by the way, people can watch on NBC Sports and Peacock, the new home of You Better You Bet.
There you go.
The Buccaneers are 4-point road favorites in Dallas. I think Tampa's going to win by double digits. I think Tampa's going to destroy Dallas on Sunday night. Fire the cannons. Tampa minus 4, Sunday Night Football in Dallas.
All right, give us a prop or two that you love, Costa.
Let's see what James Conner's over rushing yards is. I'm clicking on it right now. James Conner for this Sunday's game is at 84.5. He's going over 100. I like the James Conner prop very much for Sunday. And let's see here. Let's go to Detroit and Chicago. I just want to see what the number is. Amon-Ra St. Brown is at 69.5 receiving yards. He's actually been decently held in check by the Bears when Eberflus was the defensive coordinator. Now this defense is a total train wreck, and I think the Lions are just going to go with their bread and butter. Amon-Ra over the middle. Amon-Ra over a very nice 69.5 receiving yards in Chicago.
Well,
ooh, I like it.
Thank you, Costos. Congratulations on the show being on Peacock, and appreciate you coming on the show every week.
Yeah, are we doing this next Friday? I'm working.
I don't think
I will not be working.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're probably doing it. We're not doing.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you guys and your families, and to all the listeners out there. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best luck. And you gotta love that. It's the holiday season, guys. I'm a New York sports fan. Wishing Merry Christmas to all of you filthy Philadelphia sports fans.
Well, you bet the Eagles every single week.
I mean, you know what I like more than fandom? Money. And then they win and cover every week.
That's right.
All right, brother. There he is.
All right, bro.
There he is.
Merry Christmas.
Later, Nick Costos. Hold on. Let me get it right again. That was host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And you can get You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And now on Peacock, you can see You Better You Bet as well.
He's a little extra chipper now that he's going to be on TV.
Oh,
you notice that?
Dude, like, let me tell you. Knowing him, he already has a healthy ego. Costos on TV. Can you just come on, man? That guy?
Yeah. You need that attitude on
him. Yeah. He's got it. There's no shortage of attitude with that guy. So one guy that there is also no shortage of attitude with, that is Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, we will hopefully get as much information we can on this AJ Brown injury. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.